Praise God. Well, go ahead and turn again in your Bibles to the book of Jude. The book of Jude. Hallelujah. And again, I'm going to begin reading from the very first verse of Jude. And we've already covered some things. And tonight, unless I feel prompted to do different, tonight I'm just going to read over some things that we've already covered and ministered on. And there'll probably be some things that that I may skip, at least temporarily. I may come back to them. We'll see. But there's a place that I want to go tonight. So let's jump right in. Beginning at the very first verse, and as you know, most of you here know that I'll be reading from the New King James Version of the Bible. Verse 1, it says, Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, sanctified by God the Father, and preserved in Jesus Christ, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was very diligent to write to you concerning our common salvation, I found it necessary to write to you, exhorting you to contend earnestly for the faith, which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain men have crept in unnoticed, who long ago were marked out for this condemnation, ungodly men who turned the grace of our God into lewdness and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 5. But I want to remind you, though you once knew this, that the Lord, having saved the people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. And the angels who did not keep their proper domain, but left their own abode, he has reserved in everlasting chains under darkness for the judgment of the great day. As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around about them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. Likewise, also, these dreamers defile the flesh, reject authority, and speak evil of dignitaries. Verse 9. Yet Michael, the archangel, in contending with the devil when he disputed about the body of Moses, dared not bring accusation against him, a reviling accusation, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these speak evil of whatever they do not know, and whatever they know naturally. Like brute beasts, in these things they corrupt themselves. Amen. You're still with me now. Hallelujah. Now, let's look at verse 7. Now, I read over this, but now let's look at verse 11, not 7, verse 11. Woe to them, for some have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. Now, what I want to deal with this evening for a few minutes is what Jude said regarding to Cain. Woe to them. That's not a God bless you. That's not a be happy and prosper. Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain. Tonight, I want to take a look at Cain. Amen? I want to take a look at Cain. And in order for us to take a look at Cain, we need to go back to the book of Genesis, the fourth chapter of Genesis. And once again, I want to read a few verses. Is that all right with y'all? You don't mind hearing the word read, do you? Amen. Amen. Genesis chapter 4, and I'm going to begin reading at verse 1. It says, now Adam knew his wife. Let me back up again. Now Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived and bore Cain, and said, I have acquired a man from the Lord. Then she bore again, this time his brother Abel. Now Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. And in the process of time, it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Now notice this. He brought an offering to the Lord of the fruit of the ground. And Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and of their fat. And the, listen to this, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry. You see that? Not just angry, he was very angry. And his countenance fell. Oh, you know how people look when they get mad. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? Listen what God told him. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Then the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel, your brother? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? Sound like he had a little attitude there, don't you? And he said, what have you done? The voice of your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. So now you are cursed from the earth, which has opened its mouth to receive your brother's blood from your hand. When you till the ground, it shall no longer yield its strength to you. A fugitive and a vagabond you shall be in the earth. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. Surely you have driven me out this day from the face of the ground. I shall be hidden from your face. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond on the earth. And it will happen that anyone who finds me will kill me. And the Lord said to him, therefore, who kills Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark on Cain, lest anyone finding him should kill him. And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. When I've read 16 verses there, and I'll pause right there. But I wanted you to get a feeling of what's happening here, okay? Now remember, Jude mentioned Cain. And he's warning the saints, whatever you do, don't go the way of Cain. Amen. So now, I just want to point out to you some things about Cain so that we can do our own self-examination. Remember in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the Apostle Paul was teaching concerning the Lord's Supper, and one of the things he told the saints, and of course this applies to you and me as well. It applies to us, that if we judge ourselves, how many of you know you need to judge yourself? We need to take a look at ourselves. We need to measure ourselves up by the word of God and what God has said. So he said, if we judge ourselves, we will not be judged. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So one of the things we see here in Cain, as a matter of fact, I'm going to read again, not the whole thing, but verse 3 of chapter 4 of Genesis. It says, and in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought an offering of the fruit of the ground to the Lord. Point number one, Cain wanted to do things his way. Are you listening to me? Cain wanted to do things his way. If he had brought the offering that God called for, God would not have rebuked him. God was not pleased with Cain's offering. How many times do we say, well, I'm just going to do things my way. I don't care what Abel's doing. I'm going to do it my way. I'm going to do things the way I want to do them. I know God said this and God said that, but that's not what I want to do. I want to do things my way. Well, that's the attitude that Cain had. Hallelujah. Are you ready for the next point? Not only did Cain want to do things his way, Cain had an anger problem. He had an anger problem. Look at verse 5. But he did not respect Cain and his offering, and Cain was what? Very angry, and his countenance fell. Now, first of all, he's dealing with God. He's angry because God will not accept things the way Cain wanted to do them. Sometimes we want to do what feels good. We want to do what pleases us or maybe impress other people, make us look good. But God commands us to do things His way. Everybody say God's way. Cain was upset because God did not receive his offering. Now, you ready for the next one? Let me read verse 4 again. And Abel brought of the firstborn of his flock. Notice something. You see what Abel brought? Abel also brought of the firstborn of his flock and their fat. And the Lord respected Abel and his offering. But he did not respect Cain and his offering. And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell. So the Lord said to Cain, why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? He went on to tell him in verse 7, if you do well, will you not be accepted? If you do well, will you not be accepted? We should always give God our best. Did you hear what I just said? We should always give God our best. Can I remind you of something? God gave us his best. His son. Are you listening to me? God gave us his best. But many times what we want to do is give him our leftovers. Lord, all I have left is the crumbs. You can take that. And I believe that we're looking at the tithe principle right here. Notice Abel brought to God his first fruit. He brought to God his best. He gave God his right off the top. You're still here. Hold your place here at Galatians chapter 4. I want you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, the third chapter. Proverbs, the third chapter. I won't read the whole chapter, but I want to read a couple of verses in the third chapter, Proverbs. Verse 9, it says, honor the Lord with your possessions. You see that? Honor the Lord with your possessions. Finish that verse. And with the what? Not the leftovers, not the crumbs, not the stuff that you can no longer use yourself, it won't benefit you. No, no. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. Now, I'm going to read verse 10 as well. So, your barns will be filled with what? Plenty. And your vats will overflow with new wine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are to give God our best. I want God to have, and this is not counting my offerings now, I'm talking about my tithe. I want him to have his 10% right off the top. And my offering. Right off the top. Because you have to understand something, brothers and sisters. In this life that we live, we must trust God. We must trust God. And when we give to God, when we obey God in our giving and in our tithe and in our offering, we're letting God know, God, I trust you. Like it says in the book, in Psalm 37, in the days of famine, I will be satisfied. In the days of famine, that's when folks are struggling all around you. God says, I'm going to meet your need. But Abel put God first. Cain says, I'll give you what I want to give you. Take it. Or leave it. That's the wrong attitude, isn't it? Amen. Glory to God. So he had problems with his giving. And he got mad about it. Got mad at God. That's pretty dangerous when you get so mad you start talking trash to God. It cost him too, didn't it? Glory to God. Look at verse 7 again in Genesis chapter 4. Let's look at it again. God told Cain, if you do well, will you not be accepted? God was telling him, I love you too, Cain. I love you just as much as I love your brother Abel. You just need to do right. You just need to do right. If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, but you should rule over it. What was God telling him? You take authority over this thing in your life. This old spirit of greed, you take authority over it. How many of you know if we don't do something about some issues in our lives, nothing will ever change? Did you hear what I just said? We have to step up and take authority over certain things in our lives and say, no, I will not yield to this. I will not yield to you. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. When it comes to your giving, let's go back to that just for a moment. Fear tried to creep in and say, oh, if you do that, you're not going to have enough. You're not going to have enough. You need to rebuke that fear. Amen. So take authority over those issues. Don't let them dominate you. Now, are you ready for the next one? Verse 8. Now Cain talked with Abel, his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and killed him. Obviously, we see it very clear here. Cain had a problem with his brother. Do you have a problem with a brother or a sister? You may not be physically killing them, but are you killing them with your mouth? Are you killing their reputation with your mouth? Are you hurting them with your mouth? See, Jude told us we're not to go in the way of Cain. Cain had a problem with his brother because his brother chose to obey God. His brother chose to please God. And Cain was determined, I'm going to do this thing my way. Come high water. I'm not finishing it. But some people take that attitude. I don't care what happened. It don't matter what happened. I will not change my mind. I'm going to do this thing my way. My parents taught me, I used to hear them talk about it, you know, when I was a little boy and I didn't mess with daddy too much. I got most of my whipping from my mama because daddy didn't show any mercy. You hear what I'm saying? I about believe he'd kill a brother. He didn't play now. He didn't play. Am I right, sis? I know you're 7 years younger than I. You might not remember it all, but so I just stayed out of his way when I needed to. But now y'all hear me talk about my dad. I love my dad. Don't get the wrong idea. I loved him then, and I still love him. Amen. But he was a tough dude. But now, I'd hear Mama especially say this. She said, you know what? A hard head equals a soft backside. Yeah. In other words, you can be hard-headed if you want to. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you some pain. And in my case, either a switch or a paddle. And most of the time it was a switch. And she made me go get my own. There have been a few times I had to make several trips. I'd come back with something small and flimsy. She wouldn't have it, none of that. She'd send me back again. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But you know that the same thing applies spiritually. Sometimes we can be so hard-headed and so stubborn, we don't realize that we are digging a hole that's going to be very difficult to crawl out of. When we just need, do it right. Do it right the first time. Let's do what God tells us to do. Amen? Amen. And what Cain should have done, rather than getting so angry at his brother that he took his life, he should have repented and said, God, forgive me. I'm going to bring you my best. I'm going to bring to you, Lord, what's acceptable to you. Amen. Glory to God. Now here's, and this is the last one we'll deal with tonight, but this is so sad. And this still happens today. Are you all ready for this? Look at verse 16. Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord. Did you see that? Then Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden. He refused to repent before God. He refused to do things God's way. And what happened? He walked away from God. He walked out of the presence of God. Let us never allow that to happen to us. Let's make sure that we do not go the way of Cain. Let's obey God. Let's please God in everything. Let's love our brothers and our sisters. Not be jealous because they're doing what's right and we don't want to. Because if there's no repentance, what happens? We will walk right out of the presence of the Lord and walk right into problems, situations, and circumstances. And it may not happen just like that. Sometimes it's a gradual thing, just a gradual thing, like a boat slowly drifting away from the shore. And then all of a sudden you wake up and find, wow, I'm out in the middle of the ocean where I can't see the shore. Where is God? I don't see God anymore. I'm just surrounded by the world. Don't let that happen, brothers and sisters. We're not going the way of Cain. Amen. Praise God. Let's stay with God. Let's stay in the Word of God. Let's obey God. Let's love one another. Understand we can't always have things our way. Deal with the anger. If you're a person given to anger, deal with it. Take authority over it. Well, Pastor, I do all right until they get on my last nerve. Well, don't let them get on your last nerve. Amen? Amen. Father, we thank you for your word. May we never go the way of Cain.